Blackstone Audio presents The Gumshoe Diaries, Fortune Cookies Always Lie, by Nicholas Sheridan Stanton. This book is read by Peter Burkrot, Bronson Pinchot, and Hilary Huber. For Touyet, Katerina, Cassandra, and Luke, my inspiration. Acknowledgements. Many thanks to my brother Chuck, who helped inspire some of these characters. My mother Blanche for her encouragement. My agent Joe Mendoza for believing in the project. And Norma Arbogast, proofreader extraordinaire, who tried to field all of the typos, lapses in memory, unintentional errors with grammar, and helped me to tie up the loose ends. Nobody told me there'd be days like these. John Lennon. Prologue. Los Angeles, California, 2009. What you are about to hear is a testament to the proposition that life is chock full of second chances. Believe me, I should know, as I've personally racked up way more than my fair share of these little godsends. Do-overs, as my little brother Chuck calls them. They're not free, mind you, as there tends to be a fair amount of pain associated with any new opportunity. But the man upstairs can be a bit of a softy sometimes, especially if your ears are on and you're open to a little friendly advice. Richard Wallace Rude, that's my name, technically, anyway. But most people just call me Whitey, if they know what's good for them, that is. I picked up that nickname on account of the blonde mop on the top of my pointed little head. Actually, I was only tow-headed as a child, but the name kind of stuck with me throughout the years. Besides, when I was growing up, the short version of Richard was Dick. Why, you ask? Good question. And one I asked many times of Mom and Dad, for which they never gave me an actual answer. Unless, of course, you count my dad's standard kids should be seen and not heard response. So Dick was a name that I dodged all through childhood. Dick Rude. I don't know, that sounds more like a statement than a name, don't you think? For cripe's sake, my poor knuckles were scraped raw by the fourth grade, defending my good name each and every recess on blacktops and playgrounds spread over 5 different states. We moved around a lot on account of my dad was a Navy chaplain. I was sort of a runt as a kid, and with a name like Dick, well, let's just say you had to toughen up PDQ. Pretty darn quick. There weren't too many choices with a name like mine. You either went with
Sample complete. Ready to continue?